Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. The Ray Lucia Program. Glad to have you on board. Lots to talk about today. Of course, I've got a lot to talk about every day. Just ask me, or ask my wife, actually. She knows all I do is talk about this stuff. When she wants to talk about, you know, really boring stuff like taking out the trash and her very busy schedule with the grandkids. I know it's important, but what could be more important than debt levels for households nearing retirement? Actually decreasing, but compared to past generations, it's still way too high. See, I get my kicks out of talking about that stuff. How about the Fed raising rates and keeping its forecast for just three hikes? Remember, last we were talking four, but looks like it's going to be three over the course of this year. I don't get too excited about that, but I am getting emails now on a lot of people. In fact, one of them, I forget who it is, but I think it was Stanley talking about articles that are being printed now and stories told about getting out of both stocks and bonds due to rising interest rates. We'll hopefully get a chance to discuss that. I've done some revisionist planning here. I looked at this blog post over the weekend from the Huffington Post, something I never read for obvious reasons. But they're talking about the recession coming. Problem is, the first time this article was written was in July of 2015, updated in July of 2016. I guess if you keep asking for one, sooner or later it'll come. But I start today with this one. Perhaps one of the most important things you as an investor need to focus on, and that is managing your expectations. Craig L. Israelson wrote about this in Financial Planning just last week or so, and I think it's brilliant stuff. And so allow me to share with you what Craig wrote about, because the guy's, I mean, he's freaking genius when it comes to this stuff. In fact, one of the traits that defines you as a good or not so good investor is your own ability to manage your own expectations. And establishing reasonable expectations, according to Craig, is critical in handling your attitude about your own portfolio. Here's what he had to say. Bull markets can provide one of the greatest challenges in indeed managing your expectations. They can be set with high return expectations or unrealistic and unachievable expectations over long time frames. During periods of poor stock market performance, individuals can become unduly pessimistic and may abandon their portfolio game plan often at exactly the wrong time. And we saw this back during the Great Recession. And in fact, as I will report, I don't know if I can get to it this hour, but to this date, there is still about $1 trillion less invested in the stock market, even after all of these tremendous gains, than there was prior to 2008. Imagine that. We've had, what, 15% compounded return since the March of 2009? One of the longest and most prolific bull markets in history, only to be bested, from what I can recall, since the 1930s by the bull market that ended in March of 2000. So I may get to that, but let me focus on Craig Israelson, a genius financial guru. Here's what he said. During the exuberant 10-year period from 1989 to 1998, the Standard & Poor's 500 had an average annualized return of 19.2%. Woo! That's pretty amazing over 10 years. More recently, in the 9-year period from January 2009 through December of 2017, the S&P delivered annualized returns, as I mentioned, of 15.25%. Now, here's the question. Does that level of performance represent something reasonable? Would that be a reasonable expectation? Absolutely not. The reality is that the average 10-year rolling returns for the Standard & Poor's 500 over the past 48 years has been 10.93%, 6 2/3% after factoring inflation. But we're going to keep this on a nominal basis to make it simple. The performance of U.S. stocks from 1989 to 1998 and 2009 to 2017 was quite a departure from the longer-term reality. Sadly, he goes on, investor expectations of performance can be upwardly mobile even when such expectations are clearly unrealistic. So what do you expect out of the stock market going forward? Too high expectations can lead to performance chasing, especially late in the game, and you can get burned bad. Latecomers, for example, to the tech boom of the 1990s got creamed in 2000, 2001, and 2002. So what is reasonable? Let's use the 10.93% example, which I still think is way too high looking forward for the next decade. But that's me. 10-year rolling return since 1970, you might say, is a reasonable expectation. Don't count on it. But let's just, bear with me on this one, because we're going to use that rate of return of 10.93% to make a point. The point being, diversification really does pay, but it's very, very hard for individuals to stay the course when their brokers, their advisors, people competing for their business are all telling them their money managers aren't beating the market. And that is my point in all of this, is you must have the discipline to stay the course with your more diversified portfolio and not listen to the outside noise, and don't use the, say, the Standard & Poor's 500 as the appropriate benchmark, because it's not. So here's what he did. He imposed upside and downside performance bands of 500 basis points above and below the mean 10-year return of 10.93%. So that created an upside 10-year performance limit of 15.93%, which is 5% added to the 10.93% mean, and a downside 10-year performance limit of 5.93%, which is obviously 10.93 minus 5%. So it could float upwards of 15.93 over 10 years or 5.93% over 10 years. So nearly 40% of the time, the large cap portfolio produced returns that were significantly different from the mean. 100% large cap portfolio was outside of the 500 basis point limits 36% of the time. Okay, so I said 40. That's pretty incredible when you think about it. Almost half the time, you're not doing anywhere near those potential averages. Since 2005, the rolling 10-year returns have been lower than the 10-year average return of 10.93%. In fact, during the 10-year periods that ended in 2008 and 2009, the rolling 10-year return for the S&P was actually negative, a negative return. So if you were expecting to make 10.93% and you got minus 2, you're 12% off your expectations. And what do? You're a wanderer. You start wandering around looking for a better place to put your money. You move it to cash or you move it to something that's done very well over the prior decade. And it's that very asset class that underperforms going forward. We come back more of Craig Israelson. This is brilliant stuff. You're not going to want to miss it. Stick around for the Ray Lucia Show.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
You know, when I was an advisor and I ran a group of, 20 or 30 representatives and trained reps all across the country, I swore that I should hire a psychologist to try to get people, and I'm talking about the advisors themselves, to stay the course with their own recommendations. They started questioning their own abilities, when in reality, the facts are the facts. The markets move, and nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Ask anyone that's overweight Facebook right now how they're feeling after a 16% shellacking because of all this, data mining stuff. Kind of frightening in a lot of respects. I'll talk about that in another hour. But what I'm discussing today is someone I have a great deal of respect for, Craig Israelson. He writes a lot in Financial Planning Magazine and Advisor Perspectives and a lot of the stuff that I read that, it's kind of nerdy stuff. But it's very, very important. So what he's doing is this study, imposing downside and upside performance bands to try to make the point of why you should manage your expectations. That's where the shrink comes in. But also to prove a point that diversification works. The problem is when you diversify, quite a bit of the time you'll be underperforming the market, which is going to lead you to doubt whether or not you should stick with the game plan that your advisor put forth. And if the advisor is changing his or her own game plan, it should put a big question mark in your mind about that particular advisor. So he's using a 5% plus or minus the average rate of return or the mean rate of return for the last 40, 50 years. And what he determined is 40% of the time, the large cap portfolio, as measured, say, by the Standard & Poor's 500, produced returns that were significantly different from the mean 10-year rolling return. So 40% of the time, you aren't even in the ballpark of the 10.3% rate of return. And he shows it graphically with these bands. So then he goes on, consider the rolling 10-year period of a multi-asset portfolio that includes seven equally weighted portions of large cap U.S. equity, small cap U.S. equity, non-U.S. equity, real estate, commodities, U.S. bonds, and U.S. cash. You would think that that portfolio would have done significantly worse. You've got bonds in there, you've got cash in there, you got commodities in there, most of which in the last several years have not done all that fantastic to begin with. So it's clearly a more diversified portfolio than simply investing in large U.S. cap stocks. A diversified portfolio, he goes on, that was rebalanced annually generated a mean 10-year rolling return of 10.33% over the past 48 years. Almost the exact same return as the Standard & Poor's 500. But unlike the 100% stock portfolio, the multi-asset portfolio delivered more consistent 10-year rolling returns. And only 28% of the periods was the 10-year rolling return outside of the 500 basis point bandwidth limit. So in other words, 28% of the time instead of, 40% of the time, you were outside the bandwidth of 500 basis points higher or 500 basis points lower than the mean return of large cap stocks. And when it was outside the limit, the departure, he goes on, was quite minor on both the upside and downside. So in other words, the give up wasn't really that much. And that particular portfolio never produced a negative 10-year return. Never once. Furthermore, the lowest 10-year return was 3.19% for the 10-year period ending in 2016. Of course, there's a trade-off. As we all know, when you build a diversified portfolio, the multi-asset portfolio never had a 10-year annualized return near 20% either. And the large cap portfolio obviously did generate that in the late 1990s. Now, for some investors, missing the upside can be as painful as experiencing the downside. I get that. But that's more to do with ego than just about anything else. So what's the takeaway from all of this? Well, here's my take on it. The Standard & Poor's 500 is certainly an acceptable benchmark for someone who has a large cap portfolio to compare against. So if you're picking money managers, and a money manager is a theoretically a large cap manager, and you want to compare that manager's performance to, say, the Standard & Poor's 500, that's totally acceptable. But if you've hired a financial advisor who puts you in a diversified portfolio, it is not acceptable to compare the performance of a diversified portfolio that has lower downside risk and a lot more risk protection with expected returns, at least based on this almost 50-year study, over a long time period to deliver similar, if not the same, type of return at less risk. And also, as we have discussed many, many times before in this program, when it comes time to start withdrawing money from your portfolio, the lower volatility means way more than the higher upside returns. So back to Mr. Israelson. To summarize, having a multi-asset investment strategy, and this is the key, and the courage to stick with it during up and down markets is a characteristic of successful investors. Not market timers. Those are not successful investors. If they were, then you would see their names plastered all over the place instead of guys like Buffett and Peter Lynch and others. Because they come and go. And a lot of it is just flat luck. Long-term investors learn that portfolios ultimately regress to their mean, particularly as the investment holding period lengthens. Younger investors, millennials, take note of this. Because with the growth portion of your portfolio, if you measure that over a 25, 30-year time period, it is very likely that you will earn something north of 8%. Just go back in history and take a look at a diversified equity portfolio. And I think you will find that rarely, if ever, has it not produced at least an 8% rate of return. So that's the lesson plan for today. Manage your expectations against a realistic benchmark, not an unrealistic benchmark. And don't fire your advisor just because your advisors put you in diversified asset classes that haven't met expectations relative to the benchmark that you're looking at in the near-term past. Because when the S&P 500 is going down and not up for the last 9 years like it has, it might make more sense for you to have a diversified portfolio rather than one that just focuses on what's hot today. We shall return. It's the Ray Program.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head center.
Looking for today's hottest wellness trends? Visit GNC, where you'll get them for less thanks to our buy one, get one half off deal. Save on black seed oil, turmeric, and milk thistle. Or mix and match Vitapak programs, male performance, probiotics, fish oil, and more. Our premium GNC brand products go through up to 150 quality checks and are the highest quality wellness solutions and supplements in the industry. But hurry, this buy one, get one half off deal is only available for a limited time. GNC. Live well.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Talk radio.
My best friend's a lawyer. Apologies needed, I'm sure. No, I'm just kidding. He's a good guy, really good guy. Known him for 40 years, maybe more. Anyway, so I get articles from him on a daily basis. And most of them are coming from the Huffington Post. He's a liberal guy. I'm a conservative guy. And I think we've proven that liberals and conservatives can, in fact, get along because we're still good buddies. So over the weekend, I get a picture of him and his daughter from, like Washington, D.C. or wherever he was. He's going to marches and all this stuff. I mean, and he's a busy attorney, and he's a darn good one. And so I ended up on the Huffington Post website, something I rarely, if ever, visit. But I'm open-minded. So I go on the website, and I read this headline. History tells us that 2016 we'll see a recession, from Daniel Wagner. And I'm going, well, wait a minute. That was written when? And I look it up, and it was actually an article that was updated July 9th of 2016. It was actually written on July 9th of 2015. So here's a dude literally, 3 years ago, saying, there's a recession right around the corner. And anybody that read that article missed a huge gain, a big Trump rally and the lower taxes and all this stuff, probably just like my buddy did. So the question that came to my mind was really, many of us have forgotten about recessions because it's been so long since we've had one. And I think if this guy keeps predicting this every July, like he apparently does, he's going to be right sooner or later. I think Ray Dalio, this super hedge fund manager, really smart guy, I think he's got one of the largest, if not the largest, hedge fund in America. He says there's going to be one probably around 2020. I don't know if he's right. I don't, make a habit of doing any kind of predicting. Because almost every time I do it, I've been proven wrong. I mean, just think about it. Anybody who's listened to this program for years knows that, I was expecting, I wasn't predicting anything, but I was expecting interest rates to go up 5 years ago. Only to my chagrin to see that they had gone down up until recently. But sooner or later, the HuffPost is going to be right. And I imagine my buddy will send me an article saying, see, told you so. Anyway, we try not to talk politics or religion, but we have a really good time together, and he's a genius, and he's taught me a lot, and I do appreciate that. I wish more people in America would have those kinds of relationships where, let's just leave politics and religion out of our relationship, and let's just be friends. And, if you want to counsel me, great, but don't hold it against me if I tend to disagree. Now, I don't care about the march. I mean, I care about it, but I'm not a gun guy, so I'm not a member of the NRA. I don't know anything about guns. I've never fired a gun. I did once. I was in Scotland, and my wife and I went out skeet shooting, and she kicked my butt. She was like 10 times better than me. Probably because my eyes aren't nearly as good. I don't know why. But it's nothing that I do. So why don't we just try to stay out of politics and stick with economics. Because if we do that, we'll be better investors instead of betting on whether or not, you know, Trump's going to get impeached or whatever. Let's make the assumption that this guy from the HuffPost is right eventually, because he will be. I mean, we've had 5 or 6, 7 recessions over the last umpteen years, and there's going to be another one. I just don't know when. So here's what he said from this article. The bankers remain greedy. Lobbyists continue to find ways to water down rules restricting the freedom of movement of their constituents. Risk managers are busy trying to figure out how they can remain in compliance at the very edge of new rules, and voters continue to elect lawmakers who have a vested interest in perpetuating the system. Little did he know that Trump was going to get elected, you know, a year later. I'm sure he was really upset about that. According to the National Bureau of Economic Research, which tracks recessions on a monthly basis going back to 1854, we are already overdue for another recession, he says. I remember that was 2 years ago. From 1854 to 1919, there were 16 economic cycles. The average recession lasted 22 months, and the average economic expansion was 27 months. That was way back when, 1854 to 1919. But then from 1919 to 1945, there were 6 cycles. Recessions lasted an average of 18 months and expansions for 35 months. That's kind of interesting. And from 1945 to 2001, we saw 10 cycles. Recessions lasting an average of just 10 months and expansions an average of 57 months. So what's interesting about that is the recessions got shorter and the expansion periods got longer. Now, I don't know when the next recession is coming, and I don't know how long it's going to last. Here's what I do know. We've had them before, and guess what? Every one of them came to an end. I doubt that the next one will come to an end in 10 months. But what if it is 22 months? What if it is 32 months? How do you protect yourself against a recession? Well, let's go back and review something I've talked about several times on this program. And the best way to picture it in your mind's eye, if you're driving around, is I want you to think about an equally weighted barbell. You know, it's got 45 pounds, 50 pounds on each side, or whatever. You know, maybe you're a super strong dude, and it's 150 pounds on each side. Doesn't matter. Equally weighted. And draw that down on a piece of paper when you can, and put inflation on one side. Let's use the right side of the barbell for inflation, and deflation on the left side of the barbell. And under deflation, you can put disinflation, and you can put recession. They all kind of go hand in hand. And under inflation, you've got growth and a growing economy, hyperinflation, which I doubt we'll ever see in this country, but other countries have seen it, so you got to put it down. So on that barbell, on the left side of the barbell, you got your deflation, and on the right side of the barbell, you got your inflation. And then ask yourself the question, which way is the barbell going to tilt? Well, right now, it's even Steven, right? But if you add weight to one side or the other, it's going to tilt. So if the weight of deflation tilts it toward the left side of the barbell, what asset classes have you invested in to protect against deflation, disinflation, and or recession? That's the question you have to ask yourself. What is your answer? Well, I haven't heard you. You got to have an answer to that. What if the weight of inflation, that's the one that most people are concerned about, and those that watch the Federal Reserve, as I do, you know, they just raised interest rates recently and say they're going to raise them another couple of times. That staves off inflation. And by the way, the Federal Reserve has basically told us that they're okay breaching their 2% inflation rate in the last meeting. They're okay with a 2.1% inflation without going too crazy in the interest rate department. That was fascinating to me, but then again, I get fascinated by stuff like that. I don't expect you to. And what assets do you have in the portfolio to protect against inflation? Most of us have the inflation thing taken care of. We've got some stocks. We've got some real estate. Maybe we have some commodities. All of those tend to do well in an inflationary environment. Not necessarily hyperinflation, but we're not going to see that. On the deflation side, what is deflation? That means prices are going down. Or disinflation, they're not going up all that fast. Or they're on a downward trend, if you will. And if that happens, the best investments in your portfolio will be stuff like fixed investments that are guaranteed. Government bonds, CDs, fixed annuities, other collateralized debt obligations where you have a high likelihood of getting paid off. Life insurance, lifetime income annuities. And that's why I talk about it, because if you have a mix of those asset classes that stave off disinflation or deflation, and a mix of asset classes that stave off inflation, then it's a pretty simple thing to do when you go into a recession and the market starts to drop. You have the money stashed away that you can spend from the safe accounts. So fix your barbell. We'll be back.
I live alone. And
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
So if you use the barbell analogy, it can help you a lot. Because it'll keep you invested for obvious reasons. You've got both bases covered. Now, if we don't have a recession and we don't have inflation and we don't have hyperinflation and we don't have a market crash and we just continue on the status quo, you will not outperform an all equity portfolio when you do that. But as I pointed out from Craig Israelson earlier in the program, over the long term, you will most likely compete very favorably with a stock market type investment because you're not going to suffer 50, 60% declines. That's what happened, peak to trough. Remember in the 2007 through 2009-ish decline? 50, 60%. And we saw it twice in the last 15, 16, 18 years, haven't we? Those big, huge declines. That has a major impact on your long term. So if you soften the blow with those assets, say on the left side of the barbell, those that stave off deflation, recession, etc., something fixed, a fixed rate of return. If I buy a 10-year treasury, for example, and get, you know, almost 3%, doesn't sound like much. But in an inflationary time, that doesn't do well. But during deflation, it's like getting a raise each year. Because every year that prices go down, that fixed 3% buys more goods and services. And that's why you do it. So if the market is tanking, rather than having to sell stock, you reinvest those dividends that you get from your stock portfolio back into the stock market. You're actually buying more shares and you're spending the safe money. And also, as I have reported dozens probably of times on this program, even if the cycle lasted as long as 15 years, that down cycle, even if it took you 15 years to get 5%, say, on your money or less, the next 15 years prove to be overperformance years. So what really pays is patience. And I know it's hard. I know it's really, really hard to stay the course. And there's going to be a lot of people, especially money managers, that are critical about that. But they're wrong. They are wrong. And tons of academic research supports exactly what I'm saying. I started the program talking about the potential of money management firms like mine used to be. When I was in the business, I seriously considered hiring a psychologist to work with my representatives and to work with their clients. To embed this in their investment culture, if you will. Never did it, but I probably should have. All right, first email up today, Stan the man. Oh, reminds me of a good friend, Stan Kaminsky, who I just saw a note from one of my other buddies who just passed away. What a great guy. Stan, God rest your soul, my friend. I'm seeing more articles, Stan asks, on getting out of stocks and bonds as a result of rising interest rates. Does that mean going to cash? I don't know. You tell me, where are you going to sell stocks and sell bonds now, right? Because of rising interest rates has an impact on both stocks and bonds. Does it? Really? Who's telling you that? So let's go back, Stan. Why do interest rates go up? Why do they go up? They go up because the economy is doing well. If the economy is doing well, not, you know, barring faux pas, the Facebook faux pas and stuff like that, the market tends to do what? Bad? No, the market tends to do well. So stocks in a rising interest rate environment do okay. Now, granted, it may not be as fun as when the Fed is cutting interest rates and when the Fed is supporting the markets and giving us tons of liquidity that's got to find a place somewhere, and interest rates at a half of nothing percent cause individuals to buy more stock. Okay, I get that. But in reality, in a growing economic environment, where we are today, like it or not, left, right, or in between, economy's doing darn good. Darn. You got an unemployment rate that is forecasted to be 3.6% a couple of years now. 3.8% next year. That's straight from the Federal Reserve. This guy, what's his name, Powell? The head chief now? That's incredible. 3.6% unemployment? Okay, so what does that do? That could cause wage inflation. Thank God for wage inflation. The middle class will finally get a freaking raise. And the middle class will have more money to invest in the stock market and their 401k plan and so forth. Short term, yes, it could have an impact on the stock market. Long term, it's probably very good for the stock market. Not so good for bonds. I get that. Which is why you should have bond alternatives on the left side of your barbell. Felicia is next. I'm a younger investor. Should I invest in pre- or post-tax Roth IRAs? I take advantage, or I should say, take advantage of the write-off. Well, Felicia, you're a young investor. My suspicion is that you're probably in a fairly low income tax bracket right now. And later on, you'll most likely be in a higher income tax bracket. And if that's the case, the Roth is going to be best for you. Now, many, many articles have been written. Well, maybe not many, many, but there have been several articles that I've read that say, you know, blending both pre- and post-tax money together is not such a bad strategy. So if it were me, I would probably do both. Take advantage of the tax write-off now, and then take the tax savings from the tax write-off and put it into a Roth IRA. So put money into your 401k, into the pre-tax component, but then fund the Roth IRA, not the Roth 401k. Because remember, in a Roth IRA, you have access to your principal. So that could be double duty dollars for you as an emergency fund as well, because you can withdraw your principal tax-free and penalty-free. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tell your friends and neighbors about the Ray Lucia Show. Now go out and make it a very, very blessed day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions on
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.